You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This week, a major new addition at UC Davis will be unveiled to the public. The newly expanded Gorman Museum of Native American Art is one of only a small number of museums in the United States that is focused on telling the story of Native Americans through art. Along with a grand opening ceremony, there will be music, dance, and other performances, along with works by 20 artists who are all members of California tribes. Joining us are museum curator Veronica Pasalakwa and Gorman Museum Director Halia Sinajini. Welcome to you both. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. A big week.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Halia, I want to start with you. This is such a big deal, not only for the campus of UC Davis, but also the community, for visitors, and of course, Native American and Indigenous artists. Explain the importance and the significance of this new gallery, the expansion.
Well, of course, the Gorman started from humble beginnings, but it's always been strong in what we like to term visual sovereignty. And visual sovereignty is basically taking control of one's own image. And that's the very important part of the Gorman Museum, in that artists are free to express themselves and to explain themselves rather than being interpreted by someone who has no idea about their tribe or where they come from.
How long?
So that's very strong.
How long have you been part of the museum?
Since 2004.
So nearly 20 years. That is a long journey.
It is a long journey, but a really beautiful one, though.
Veronica, the museum is 50 years old. I believe this year is the 50th anniversary. How long has this expansion been in the works? Because it's going to be four times the size, or it is four times the size of what it originally started as.
Indeed. The gallery space, well, it's been in the works for quite some time. I, too, joined the museum in 2004, so we'll both be coming up on 20 years. And pretty much from the beginning, we had our eyes on a larger space. But really, it was 10 years ago at our 40th anniversary party that donors and sponsors really started pushing the university leadership to help us to get to this place where we are now. And the, you know, with COVID and everything, we've been under construction and planning for a solid 5 years, really, to get the build. The expansion, you're absolutely right. The gallery space is about four times as large. The whole building, though, is about 11,000 square feet. So it was really exciting that not only do we have space to present more works and more galleries, but that we could move all the collections and everything we have into the building. So that was exciting.
Given that you both have been working and collaborating in tandem since 2004, and this week is a really big moment, how does it feel to kind of know that you've already taken it in, but knowing that this is like a long overdue chapter for people who are going to be excited and taking in the grand opening ceremony this weekend? How does it feel?
Exhausting, but exciting.
A good exhausting, right?
And we are so excited because, just being able to show these shows in with contemporary work, with the collections, and having it really being able to expand our narrative on what we're able to share with our visitors. And we're going to have a shop as well that we're very excited about. And, we're partnering with the Arboretum on the campus, and we even have parking. So all of this is a very exciting time.
Halia, what are you looking forward to most? Do you have some favorite parts and pieces of this new museum?
Well, of course, the space, the expansion allows us to do couple of things. We have a permanent collection exhibition on that one can go through. Then the other part is a changing exhibition. And of course, the exhibitions really inform the students on campus But I guess what I'm really excited about is that we have created a museum presence for Native American artists in a tier one university at UC Davis. And there are not very many museums that are collaborate with a university. Which ones? University of Oklahoma, Institute of American Indian Arts, but utilizing the museum as a teaching tool.
And some people might not even know, Julia, that UC Davis, it sits on the land that was home of the Patwin people. Can you explain a little bit more about the Patwin and the connection with the campus?
The Patwin people, which means outside people, the Patwin land is surrounded by three of the nations, which is Yochidehi, Kletsel, and Kachil. And the thing is that we have a land acknowledgement, which we have very prominent on the outside and the inside of the museum. And if when visiting UC Davis, which sits on the Wintun Patwin land, if you're not Patwin, if you're not Wintun, you're a visitor. I'm a visitor. Veronica's a visitor. Yeah, and so to pay homage to you know, that idea, that is why we are having a California Native exhibition first, paying respect to our host.
Halea, how long has art been a part of your life? I mean, you've obviously been at the museum since 2004, but when did it start for you personally?
It's been part of my life all my life. My father was a painter in the Southwest. And so I was around brushes and the smell of paint ever since I was little. And then I thought I was going to become a painter, but I became a photographer. And then I decided I needed security, and I became a professor and a director.
And still connected with art, obviously, as a curator of this museum. How about you, Veronica? When did art become a part of your life?
Oh, goodness. I think it was really my undergraduate years when I started studying non-Western art and Native American art. And it really, over the years, it really focused into contemporary work. And I absolutely love working with living artists. So even though quite often when you're in school, you study all of this historical material, which is so important, but it's one of the things the Gorman does and that we've been doing for the last 20 years is being able to show work with living artists and bringing those people to campus, which was always the mission of the Gorman from its first day. And in fact, its first exhibition back in 1973 was California Native artists. So we're really excited to have this kind of a larger survey show.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Gorman Museum curator Veronica Pasalacqua and professor of Native American Studies and museum director Halea Sinigini about the big grand opening of the newly expanded Gorman Museum of Native American Art on the campus of UC Davis. Okay, Veronica, let's get into the art and the artists. If someone is going to be going to the Gorman this weekend for the first time, what can they expect? If you can give us a little bit of a visual tour.
Well, first when they arrive, certainly from Saturday for our big party day, they're going to be met with all kinds of things outside the building before they even get inside. So we're really excited to have a huge festival kind of thing with that includes artist vendors and artist-led activities. So we have five California Native artists that our visitors can sit down and create with and make things. So Saturday is going to be a big day. When you come in the museum, the shop will have a number of very contemporary, fun, Native sourced material. So there's all kinds of things in there. And we're building that. So that's exciting. And then, of course, you walk in the museum. And the first thing you'll see is the contemporary Native American show, California Native American show. And we have, as you mentioned earlier, about 20 artists in that exhibition with pieces that are in the collection or on loan from the artists or on loan from some private collections. And there's several really important artists in that show. So you might know Frank LaPenna's work from your campus there. And we're really pleased to be showing a beautiful painting of his that's a future gift to the museum. We have some pieces by Harry Fonseca, who's Maidu and Nisenan. And we have a very prominent piece by Judy Lowry. So that's just a few of the pieces that you'll encounter. And there's some surprises. So that's what, when we're putting together shows, we really like to surprise our visitors so that we kind of expand their worldview about what Native art is. So, there's some exciting things. Yeah.
Given that this museum has been around for 50 years, you've been part of the museum for nearly 20 years. How has the broader museum community's interest in Native American art, history, and culture, how has it evolved throughout that time?
Well, there's been a lot of changes in the last 20 years. And that, I think, is a part of BLM, a part of land acknowledgement. A lot of political climates have changed to be more supportive of Native American perspectives and worldview. And so we've come right along with that. I mean, and that is part of why we got this new museum as well, is that recognition. And the wider museum world has started showing more contemporary, well, more Native American art, sometimes contemporary. But the difficult thing with that, so it's fantastic to get pieces out there, but the challenging part is how that work is interpreted. Because in those institutions, in a lot of these larger museums, they may not really know what they're showing. So that's where it's exciting. Where we're at is that, you know, we have an academic background and a specialty in this area to really help convey the artist message and really an artist-based exhibition approach. So instead of having curatorial statements, you'll hear directly from artists about what they think about their work and how they interpret their work, which of course is more important than what we think.
Yeah. Halia, I mean, given that you have a background in art, you're also on the academic arm as well as a professor. Why is it important to share this art with the world and in the way that Veronica just described? What message does it send?
Well, there's different levels because I utilize the art to teach my graduate students that they don't need to always transfer their knowledge or their ideas textually, but visually, and that can also have a very strong impact. For the outside community from campus, it's, again, like Veronica was saying, showing that Native American art is what they never thought of, and that, there are issues. It can be political. It can be about beauty. It can be about, you know, feelings about land. And so it varies. It will dispel the tropes and the stereotypes that people have about Native American art.
Well, Halia and Veronica, thank you for all of the work and congratulations for what is a really big milestone for the Gorman Museum of Native American Art.
Thank you. But we do want to give out a plug to make sure people come on Saturday.
Yep. Saturday is the big day. Thank you so much. You're listening to Insight. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.